This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
We're all about the fight against breast cancer.
Let's get the party started. Pink!
Pink handguns, pink toilet paper,
pink fracking.
Robert Scott Bell.
Ebola in America.
Deadly and contagious virus.
Ebola may spread throughout the USA.
If you've been paying attention to the news lately, you might have heard we're all going to die.
Game over, man. It's game over.
Robert Scott Bell.
I can't find any real legitimate doctor that thinks smoking marijuana is good for anybody. Sure, it may relieve pain temporarily, but a fifth of Jack Daniels might do the same thing, and nobody's calling that medicine, right?
Right.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Well, it's party time in West Virginia.
Moo.
And you're not going to pasteurize it either. Well, you got the freedom now in West Virginia. West Virginia Senate Bill 387 passed on March 4th. Moving forward, shall we? Let's have some raw milk. Toast it, my friends. No, don't toast it. That would be like pasteurizing it. Bring it up to your lips and drink it.
You can have toast with it, though. Right?
Dip some toast into your raw milk in West Virginia. Big news, folks. Of all the states, a freedom-loving state like West Virginia, where you can't say no to vaccines. You know, no exemptions except medical. Kind of like California, but they were first, West Virginia. So it's a little good, a little bad. And, well, the good is at least they've acknowledged that, you should have the choice whether you want to drink milk in the raw or have it pasteurized or even ultra-pasteurized. It is now your freedom in West Virginia to make your choice. However, the news stories are really all over this one in a very unusual way. Shortly after the passage of this bill, one of the, I guess, key legislators that sponsored this bill on behalf of his constituents brought in some raw milk for people to drink and celebrate. And there, the story gets rather interesting. And let's see if we can parcel this out, the audio clips from one of the mainstream news organizations about what happened next.
A legislative session can take a lot out of a delegate.
It is draining.
Particularly draining for Pat McGeehan.
Yeah, not feeling that great. I think it's probably just some sort of bad stomach virus.
McGeehan says he's not the only one at the Capitol sick in the past week.
There's definitely some other colleagues that have similar symptoms that I've been experiencing.
Okay, so you see how the stage is being set here? They pass a bill for raw milk. And suddenly the lead story is one of the legislators got sick, and he thinks it's a stomach bug. And he says there are others that got sick, too. I wonder where this is going, Super Don. Any clue?
I have no idea.
No idea where this is going. Let's go to clip two.
This normally wouldn't make headlines, but the timing is coincidental. Pat and some other lawmakers drank raw, unpasteurized milk to celebrate the passing of a bill that makes it legal and are now sick.
Okay, so they're intimating that maybe, just maybe, the passage of this bill and the consumption of this raw milk that some people don't want passed and allowed could have something to do with what made some of these folks sick. Now, before I go to this next clip, Super Don, have you ever drank, I don't even go raw or whatever, but bad milk, spoiled milk that you didn't know was spoiled? You drank a bit. And what did you do immediately? You'd spit it out, right?
Yeah.
You'd get a little sip. Maybe you drank a little bit.
Once in a while, I'll live on the edge, and even if it smells funny, I'll drink it because I know it's still going to be okay.
Yeah. So anyway, I've had, but ooh, that milk gone bad. I took a little sip. I swallowed some, but I didn't drink anything more than that. Did I get sick from it? No. Did you get sick from it? No. Let's hear what this one legislature did and what they claimed.
The delegate who sponsored the bill brought it in.
Caught me in the hallway and offered a cup to me and want to try to be a gentleman. I had a small sip and then walked away and tossed the rest of it. Now, I highly doubt raw milk had anything to do with it in my case.
See, here it is. They plant the seed. This guy admits he had barely a sip and then tossed it out. And then they, all of the seeds are being planted for you to imagine, oh my gosh, a raw milk, deadly E. coli outbreak of some kind has just occurred. This guy just told you how it's not possible that raw milk made him sick. He'd hardly drunk a sip of it, whatever it was, whether it was good, bad, or ugly, not quantifiable enough. And in his case, he knows it wasn't the raw milk. But then we go to, let's do, what is this, an alternative news media outlet now?
Well, everybody's having fun with this. It's been on literally every news outlet, and there was one in particular. It's an online news. It's called Watch It News, I think.
Okay.
And they, what they did is they reported on this, and they referenced an article that was published on Mashable.
Okay. Well,
It's interesting when you hear this, where they went with this.
Okay, give a listen.
But not everyone agreed. According to Mashable, McGeehan and other legislators involved appear to have drunk milk provided by Republican delegate Scott Cadle. A tip that was passed to the state's Department of Health and Human Resources identified Cadle's milk as the source of the sickness and further suggested McGeehan might have distributed it illegally.
Okay.
Oh.
So it sounds like somebody said, hey, look what's happened at the Capitol. They're drinking raw milk and somebody's getting sick. I mean, there's no evidence of the link, of course. And in fact, I want to go back to the mainstream news report because this kind of gives you a little backstory as well to this tip. Was it, you know, right out front, was it one of the legislators coming up and pointing this out, or was did it come from some anonymous source?
McGeehan says a more likely cause, a recent stomach bug making the rounds, but an anonymous complaint about the milk now has the State Department of Health and Human Resources investigating.
So there was a stomach bug circulating for a week prior to this.
Yeah.
And the guy that they're pointing out in this feature says, no, there's no way the milk made me sick, but they're still playing it like it's a story. Now they admit there was an anonymous tip, and in that other story saying, now there's maybe a criminal investigation because the legislator that sponsored it brought the milk in, and they're saying he might have distributed it illegally. This smacks to me of a dairy association attack, taking advantage of an unfortunate timing of events here, a so-called stomach bug that traveled throughout the legislature in West Virginia.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. You have to kind of try and read between the lines. This is just speculation, but look at it this way. The guy who brought in the raw milk was a Republican. That was pointed out. A Republican brought in the raw milk. Then there's an anonymous tip. Now, this vote was passed. I mean, this bill was passed 22-12 in the West Virginia legislature, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You had 12 people against this bill, the majority of them Democrats.
Yep.
So
lovers of liberty.
An anonymous tip coming in that is identifying the milk as the source of the illness. Now, unless this person calling in this anonymous tip happens to be some type of scientist who's done the research and has identified that the milk is the source of the illness, there's no way that they would know that. It's a tip, okay?
No, this is a scam. This is, I mean, listen, Super Don, there are millions, and if you go through the whole country, hundreds of millions of dollars at stake, if people move away from big dairy to raw, locally produced dairy, and this is a turf war. This is an economic turf war, and I know you think I'm going a little overnight AM kind of show when I say this, that I don't think I would put it past the dairy associations to contaminate milk and make people sick. I'm not saying it happened. I'm not saying it happened. It's more likely, as Super Don has acknowledged, that this is taking advantage of a crisis and not letting it go to waste. Quick, get the PR firms in here. Let's plant a seed. Let's get an anonymous tip, and we'll get the news stories covered. And they did. On Morning Joe this morning, Mika Brzezinski, Zbigniew's daughter, the One World Odor Eater, Zbigniew, is smirking, making horrible faces. I mean, this just woman is just outraged. Oh, my gosh, raw milk. And then Morning Joe guy goes, ooh, raw milk. These people are stooges. They're tools. They have no earthly idea about diet, nutrition, and real food. They have no earthly idea. In fact, they're probably the 50% or the Americans who are eating more than 50% of all of their food as ultra processed. Not just processed, but ultra processed. And this is a big story in The Atlantic. Michael Pollan's guideline that people should eat food, not too much, mostly plants, is oft quoted, less oft followed, it starts. Research now has demonstrated, and I think this is the British Medical Journal that it got published in, that Americans eat more than half of their daily, if I can call it food, in the form of processed food. And in this case, ultra-processed. And again, ultra-processed, I would have to include the processing of milk through pasteurization and or homogenization. These are processed foods as opposed to food that is real. Right, go down grocery store aisle, everything up and down the center of the aisle, all processed, packaged, etc. Go around the outer ring, then you can find actually food that's real. I'm not guaranteeing that it's all organic quality, but it's more real than the stuff that's packaged. Although, ironically, when you process the food, you might be able to remove some of the heavy metals and pesticides, even if that's not your intent. Which is interesting because with Mike Adams, the National News Forensic Foods Lab, found that out as well. The highly processed foods had fewer heavy metals or lower content of heavy metals than some of the natural organic stuff out there that wasn't processed. But that's a story I'll get to another day. But I find it fascinating, fascinating, that raw milk legislation passes in West Virginia. Immediately, stories are going national. Podunk, Little West Virginia. No intent of illness in West Virginia to say that. But this is not New York or L.A. or Chicago where the big, you know, media is. And it immediately, first thing this morning, becomes national headlines, B-roll on every newscast in the country. Am I exaggerating, Superdome, maybe just a little bit?
Well, the reason why I would tend to disagree with you is because some of the people that got sick, including the House Speaker there, did not drink the milk. So my conclusion would be that this was just some horrible irony that just happened to happen the way it did, and it's unfortunate, and they just didn't let a crisis go to waste.
Well, and I'm deferring to you on that. I'm just saying that when hundreds of millions of dollars are at stake, don't be naive enough to believe that.
Listen, this kind of stuff happens. I believe this is what happened with Chipotle, definitely.
Right. Sure, yeah. No, we're in alignment there. We are. Great, great opening here. The second hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. Links are up. Say thanks to our wonderful sponsors for making this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Archives available all over the place. Right here, our syndicator GCN, first to get it up, and then around the world. Also on the new SoundCloud updates through robertscottbell.com. All right, years of taking diabetes drugs. Does it cure diabetes? No, but it certainly leaves you deficient of a particular vitamin after this.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, tomorrow we'll be at the IAOMT, International Association of Oral Metal Toxicology. We'll be getting a lot of interviews. I'm going to be recording there, even when we're off the air, for future use, because there's a lot of great folks that understand how to detoxify from heavy metals. Tremendous, tremendous group. Some of them, those I know, hopefully hook up with Boyd Haley, Dr. David Kennedy, and others. If you're coming around, it'll be, I think, the Renaissance near SeaWorld in Orlando. That's happening. Next week, Cal Jam. Got some great interviews coming up, previewing that as well. And right now, I'm going to talk a little diabetes with Super Don. Why? Why would I do that? Well, because there's a news story that spotlights something very important. There's a drug called metformin. Some of you might know it as glucophage. And it's something that even, what was that, Life Extension Foundation? I mean, it's a good group, don't get me wrong, but there's some things where they're like, I shake my head and go, no, you don't need to go there. Like, they'll still endorse the use of something like metformin. And even aspirin, I think they have. And I'm not throwing them under the bus for that. I just want to say, you know, listen, that's not hardcore in terms of health and healing. I know how, and you do if you listen to this show and if you read Unlock the Power to Heal, to reverse type 2 diabetes. I'm not selling you what reverses it. I know where you can get it, and I might even tell you. But type 2 diabetes, I promise you, is not a deficiency of metformin. But yet it is probably the most common drug prescribed for it because it controls the amount of sugar or glucose in the blood by reducing how much glucose is absorbed from food and produced by the liver. And it also increases the body's response to the hormone insulin. That's according to the NIH. Now, that doesn't address why you have the problem to begin with at all. It just somehow manages it in their own way. But as with anything, there are unintended consequences, particularly patented drugs, synthetic pharmaceuticals approved by the Fear and Death Administration. Now we're getting word on what this is doing long term. This is a good find, Super Don. I'm glad you found this one. It says that people taking metformin for several years may be at heightened risk of vitamin B12 deficiency and anemia, according to new analysis of the long-term data. And when they say maybe, it means you will be, right? Well, you got to define, what does maybe mean? It means you will be. You're on this thing for several years, look out. Vitamin B12 deficiency on the way and anemia. And, of course, the reality is you may not have ever had anemia or B12 deficiency prior to taking metformin. But what you did have, because we know what type 2 diabetes really is a deficiency of the trace mineral chromium. Chromium. And this glucose tolerance factor form of chromium found in food, whole food, has been robbed from these foods. Whole grains, for instance. Sugar cane, containing high quantities of chromium as a trace element. And it's gone, gone, gone. And those of you who consume high refined carbohydrate kind of diet and lifestyle, I mean, it's like my wife said she was at a I don't know if it was a grocery store or a big box retailer the other day, and she was stuck behind somebody buying like cases of different sodas, like 2 liter bottles, these big 2 liter plastic bottles, Superdyne. I don't even know. I don't see them much anymore. And she said he bought out like a case of like this orange, and he's telling the cashier with everyone, oh, this orange stuff, this is for my son. That red stuff, that's my daughter likes that. This one my wife likes. And he's just pulling out case after case of sodas. And it's like, you know, do you even know why you're going to come back in a year or two with, you know, a prescription for metformin, for instance?
Right.
And what do I say? The chromium is not there. This is a refined sugars, no chromium. The chromium is the mineral that allows for the safe delivery and safe transformation out of the fat cells where it's stored of these sugars. It's gone. You're hypoglycemic. You're diabetic. We put 100 micrograms back in 3 times a day, maybe 4 in a severe case of the whole food variety. We get it from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. You begin to reverse this disaster. And you'll never go down the road of needing extra B12 because you're on metformin, or suffering from anemia and having to deal with that because you're on metformin. You won't need it. You'll come off of it. If you're on metformin and you take the chromium, you might need less of the metformin or any medication. So be very sensitive if you're already on treatment for diabetes. I'm not talking type 1 at this moment, but work with your doctor or pharmacist to taper off, because you'll find that you'll need less and less until you need none at all as you reverse what the medical community says is not possible to reverse. Read about it. Expanded edition of Unlock the Power to Heal, now available at Barnes & Noble online, Amazon online, or you can get the ebook version at unlockthepowertoheal.com. We got lots more healing to go on World Kidney Day, evidently. We might have a comment or two on that. Also, cannabis updates and what you must do before you die.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life, and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID ID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
World Kidney Day here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I guess it's everywhere, World Kidney Day. You know, you want to do something good for your kidney? Do something great for your liver. How about like a little bit of DACA detox, daily cleansing tea? How about a little extra selenium? How about some Carnivora and their lymph drainage formula? There's so many things you can do. And remember, the reason I go right to the liver is because the kidneys are like a passive filtration system for the most part. They basically take what the liver sends to it. And if the liver is not at 100%, man, even at 99%, the kidneys are going to get, over time, a little stressed out, a little worn down. So everything, anything and everything you can do for your liver is going to reduce the burden on your kidneys. And that, of course, includes the dreaded coffee enema, Super Don, which even Liam Sheff now, which even Liam Sheff now is buying a kit. I understand. I hope it's okay that I said that. Probably is. He doesn't mind talking about poop.
Yeah.
Robert, I told you not to tell anybody. No. We're good on that. I'm just saying, National Kidney Day, World Kidney Day, do something good for your liver. Because, you know, kidney dialysis is very expensive. You don't want to be on it. My dad was on it for about 6-7 months before he said enough, and he was gone. I don't want anybody to have to do that. But the number one way to prevent that from happening is to love your liver. Give some love to your liver today. Detox, reduce what goes into your body as far as the toxic poisons, the refined foods we mentioned as well. And there are plenty of herbs and things that we've talked about over the years. And we write about it. I write about some of it in Unlock the Power to Heal as well. So check that out, my friend. So can I be any clearer? It's not that, you know, listen, I like dandelion tea. I've been mixing like dandelion tea with my yerba mate every day. And that's always good because the dandelion is great for the liver and the kidneys. And in do you know the Latin name for dandelion?
No, I don't.
Taraxacum.
Ooh.
And
that's
I,
like a dinosaur.
I know. Taraxacum des leones or something, like the lion, the dandelion.
Taraxosaur rex.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a great remedy, but it also, as a tea, is something you can eat on your salad. They're very bitter. Please don't spray it with glyphosate. Do something good for your kidneys as well. And eat some dandelion, juice some dandelion. There you go. I did my part.
Is it similar to like kale, bitter?
I think it's more bitter, to my memory. Kale's not. I mean, I like kale.
Really making me want to eat it now.
Well, listen, you won't do a coffee enema. I figure it'd be easier to eat a little dandelion. So there's your options: either coffee enema, dandelion.
Does it
weigh
smell
it out.
Like durian? You know, if you got that
it
combination.
It does not smell like durian. I promise you that.
All right,
it doesn't.
We're good then.
You can handle it. I know you're tough enough to take on bitter. So don't be bitter. Just take it on.
I drink coffee, so yeah, I can handle bitter.
You can handle bitter. That's right. All right. So let's see. What else can you handle? Something the FDA doesn't want you to handle. And I think you know what that might mean and what it might be. Yes, it's time for a cannabis update.
Pass the doochie on the left hand side. Pass the doochie on the left hand side. It's a open.
Is that a joint, man? Hey, it looks like a quarter pounder, man.
Well, we are certainly winning the, I guess, intellectual war, integrity war, if you're is, against cannabis. We're winning because even the Independent in the UK is now broadcasting all the lies, the rumors, all the things about cannabis, marijuana for some that you still call it that. And they have a headline, Cannabis Myths, 7 Rumors About Legalization, Crime, and Addiction Debunked. And I haven't even gotten a chance to go through this, but I'm liking what I see so far. First, the first myth that they take head on is that cannabis is a dangerous drug. Is it a dangerous drug? No. They said alcohol is twice as harmful as cannabis to users and 5 times as harmful as cannabis to others. I don't know what that means exactly, but they acknowledge that alcohol is way more dangerous, yet that's fully legal. That was published in the Journal of Psychopharmacology. And it isn't just alcohol that's more dangerous. Name the drug that's approved by the FDA, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one as safe as this cannabis plant. Anything approved by the FDA, I put up against cannabis, and you're probably going to find cannabis, even in high doses, is way safer. Because if you get to a high dose of cannabis, you're going to feel sick and you're going to stop. That's why people can't really smoke out too much. Although the edibles, you got to be careful with because you eat too much before you realize what happens. That's something they're finding out.
99.999% of the time that if you overdose in that form, you're still going to get sick.
Yep.
You're going to have to go probably lay down and sleep it off.
Yeah.
But it's not going to kill you.
Yeah, they won't even have to pump your stomach. That's the thing. It's amazing. Tell me what other substance you can overdose to that degree, and that's the worst that happens. Myth, cannabis use leads to harder drugs. Does it? No? Oh, well, look again. There's no conclusive evidence that cannabis leads to more use of harder drugs. In fact, we've shown you the opposite, that the use of cannabis, whether it be THC, CBD, or the combination of both, tends to get people off of illicit drugs. Help them remove from the addiction to opioids, the brutal, ugly FDA-approved things that are killing people absolutely killing them.
Well, you know, that's because people that are smoking cannabis either are too lazy to get off the couch to go get more drugs, or they forget where they are.
Yeah, exactly. They're taking naps.
I'm not helping. Sorry.
Yeah, Cheech and Chong. I hear they might be making a new movie. Is that true?
I've heard the same thing. I'm not sure, but that would
be interesting.
That
could be awesome. That could be awesome. Myth: legalization of cannabis leads to more crime. Well, what we're seeing out of Colorado and Washington says violent crime is actually down. Property crime, down. Wow. It's not happening. The crime wave that they said was going to happen, that's happening because of making it illegal and banning it. No observed cross-sectional associations between the density of medical marijuana dispensaries and either violent or property crimes in the study that they're referring to here. What about other places around the world? Cannabis, is it highly addictive? Highly addictive, because that's one of the things. It's a Schedule One. It's highly addictive, and it has no benefit whatsoever for any use, medical or otherwise. And according to the studies, it actually produces dependence less readily than most other illicit drugs. Maybe they say some 9% of those who try marijuana develop a dependence, compared to 15% of people who try cocaine, 24% who try heroin. 9% of the entire, 4% of British women show signs of alcohol dependence. Wow. Again,
the dependence. Now, let's get something straight here. The dependence that we're talking about is not a physical dependence. It's a psychological.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. It's not I got to have my hit or I'm going to die kind of thing. It's different. You're right. It's a different form of dependence. You don't have that same withdrawal craving going. You don't have DTs, as they say. What about the myth of cannabis smokers tending to be heavy users? Is that it? If you use it, you're going to be a heavy user? Let's see. According to a fairly comprehensive 2012, marijuana legalization, what everyone needs to know, about one-third of cannabis users report doing so for 10 days or fewer in the year. Just 10 days or fewer. While up to 50% said they had done so for 12 days or fewer in their lifetime. That doesn't sound like heavy use to me.
No. Now listen, are there daily smokers out there? Yeah, of course there are. But most people cannot function in real life being a daily smoker. Some people can, but that's not the majority.
Yeah, they say 20% of users may be daily or almost daily. And, of course, those are probably creative artists of some kind, musicians and other things. Yeah. We talked about the creative aspect.
I mean, some people can be functional stoners. They just can't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, I'm doing CBD. And hold on, let me take another hit here. That's the Cannavest, the CBD plus CBD oil. We'll talk about that in a moment. Another myth here. Legalization will lead to more teenagers taking up cannabis use. Didn't happen. Legalization was associated with a small reduction in the rate of cannabis use among 12 to 17-year-olds. That is totally counterintuitive, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, listen, I mean, think about it. 12 to 17-year-olds, what's the thrill in doing it? A big part of that is the fact that they're doing something
illegal.
Right.
Yeah, I was talking.
You turn 21 and suddenly you can go and you can purchase alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Do you drink the same way that you did when you were a teenager? A lot of people don't because the fun in that?
Yeah. No, today my son said at the school there was a surprise raid. Oh, if I could say that. One cop with a dog that went around sniffing bags at his school because there was a major drug bust in the town. And, there were no hits at his school or anything. Nothing happened. But he says, yeah, I know one kid who's a senior who's a stoner, he says. Or it's a girl, he says. But, you know, he says, if it was legal, I'd do it, Dad. But, I don't want to risk getting arrested for it. Right? Because, we're open about talking about these things. And I think it's important to maintain a dialogue with your kids on this stuff. And we do. We talk about this stuff. And they know, and he knows we don't use it. We have CBD. We don't need the other stuff. That's just me. That's just us. All right. Well, let me just jump over to this other story I can't open from Forbes. And you say there's a picture of my friends at Cannavest in it. The FDA sends warning letters to CBD companies. This is what Stuart Tomp was on last week, about hitting it head on. Nailing them. The FDA doesn't want you to believe CBD is legal as a dietary supplement. They want health food retailers to think it's illegal and they can't sell it. But a lot of the mom and pops don't believe the FDA because they're a bunch of liars on this issue. They're trying to pretend that. Now, listen, if a company that makes CBD from industrial hemp and sells it with claims of curing cancer, of curing epilepsy, then the FDA will classify it as an unapproved drug. True. That is true based on the way the law is written. But as CBD has been available prior to this as a supplement from hemp, not cannabis or marijuana specifically, it is perfectly legal to sell, and it is available to you right now in all 50 states. Thanks to CV Sciences, you can go to cannavest.com, and you can get yours at 15% off because you got a code for listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, RSB15. RSB15. So don't let them frighten you. This is not going to make you high, and I think it's absolutely a wonderful tool. And I'm so grateful for Cannavest for making this available, despite all the lies coming from the federal government about this, trying to frighten it, so they can protect pharmaceutical interests. Those are not your interests. Those are not my interests. Our interest is bringing the power to heal back to you where it belongs. And I'm glad to be here with you to do it. I'm glad Super Don is here with me making it sound so good. A shout out to Captain Morgan for putting the notes up at robertscottbell.com. Check it out. Tell your friends. The place for health, freedom, and healing liberty is right here. When we come back, what you must do before you die, according to the studies.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatment? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
According to a new study, we should be doing this by the time we reach the final segment of each broadcast. What could it be? A, a loud belch. B, pass some gas. Or C, a sigh of something. I don't know. Super Don.
I was going to say pass gas, but I guess I'm wrong.
Ben, on the board there at GCN, what do you think we should be doing here?
See,
I was afraid you were going to belch. Thank you.
What
you chose well.
Jeez.
Come on, Ben's doing a great job, man. Give me a sigh, Ben. Can I hear one sigh from
Teacher's
you?
Teacher's pet.
He even gave me a good sigh. Now, this, according to the study, is why you're going to survive the day, Ben. You gave a sigh. Super Don, we're not so sure, because he's fighting it. He wants to pass gas instead. You sigh, apparently, 12 times every hour. I was not aware of that. But have you ever been conscious of your breathing, if you've been breathing too shallow for a while, and suddenly you take a deep breath? You know, you can catch yourself and go, man, I have been breathing shallow. Yeah, you know that. And, Ben, I'm sure that happens all the time with all the buttons you have to push at GCN.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, man, I forgot to breathe, right?
Yeah, it happens.
And apparently it's an unconscious thing because it's a life-sustaining reflex to prevent air sacs within your lungs, called alveoli, from collapsing. Now, of course, this could be a clue as to why exercise is probably pretty good for you, for the last remaining audience member that hasn't figured it out. There's a good reason to exercise, and one of them is those deep breathing exercises you do as you bring in more oxygen. Now, you can do this through meditative exercises as well, where you deep breathe. You can have a mantra, a sacred word. You can sing. All of these things serve to prolong your healthy life. The prana, the life force, the vital force coming in through the breath. Even in the Bible, they talk about that first breath of life, you know, that essence coming into you is a big, significant event. And, of course, when it's gone, it's over and done with. You're done. So think about it the next time you sigh and say thank you, because you forgot, and it's an automatic reflex, and it's keeping you alive. This is actually a cool story, Super Don. I was thinking it was going to be kind of a silly one that we throw away, but I actually like this one.
Well, it's interesting because I would have never even thought to sit here and ponder, why do people sigh? You know, I mean, it's just
right.
You just, it's just something you do, but it is interesting to know that there's a purpose to it, and that if you didn't, you actually could die from it.
Yeah, that's a great rhyme. You will die if you do not sigh.
You do not sigh.
Yeah.
Says
Step away from the shallow breaths and take a deep breath. Sigh. Everybody sigh.
I'll tell you what, though. I have a feeling that parents have a tendency to sigh a lot more than single people do.
You know, when we do, when the kids are off at school, we're
we made it.
And then they're coming back, and you're like, shallow breaths. Oh, my gosh. We love
Donnie,
our kids.
Do you have any homework tonight? No, Dad. I already did it. Okay.
Oh, my gosh. This is a great story. I think I will need to sigh at the end of this show. Anyway, great show. Thanks to Jonathan E. Moore, Cheryl Chumley, Norm Singleton. Of course, Super Don, you've been on the board. Really great. And we got lots more to do, but not any more time to do it in. And I just want to remind you, if you're in the Orlando area, maybe you're at the attractions off of International Drive near SeaWorld, there's a place called the Renaissance, the International Association of Oral Metal Toxicology. You want to learn about detoxing heavy metals, mercury, dental amalgams, all that stuff, fluoride. We're going to be there tomorrow and I believe Saturday. I'm going to hopefully get some great interviews for you. Next week, we're flying out to L.A., Costa Mesa, to be with Billy D., TMB, RSB, the Doc of Detox. He'll be not at that, but he'll be in Toronto, and I want to preview that as well, April 8th, 9th, and 10th. Total Health. The Doc of Detox will be with me tomorrow to do Detox of Fridays. I do take a sigh of relief every week when we do the Doc of Detox is here because it's fun. We have a great time and reveal so many cool things in healing together. So any other messages, Super Don, before we sign off?
Quick breaking news. Just heard that looks like Ben Carson is going to endorse Trump.
Ooh, that's going to make the political establishment even happier.
I think Ben Carson is going to give a long sigh now that he doesn't have to do this anymore.
Yeah, the RNC is going to go, oy vey, what do we do? What do we do? They're going to go create the creature from Jekyll Island. Who will they choose? What kind of robot Republican will they put up next to try and derail Donald Trump? We'll report on it as soon as we find more. Thanks for being here, folks. This is the place, you know it. Tell your friends what I'm telling you, the God's honest truth, the power to heal. It's still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.